Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
It's been a while, hasn't it? You probably don't know. Trust me, it's been a while, okay? I will remember you more than you will remember me.
Right, there's more of you than there is of me.
A lot of faceless DJs, I'm sure, have to sit in front of you from time to time. Now, last time you came in was when you came in for your solo album. And even then, we started talking about this this Red Hot Chili Peppers album, the follow-up to By The Way. It seems to me to have taken a fair bit of time to actually come together. Is that right?
Well, it's like even now, like, I'm starting to put our next album together in my head, you know, and I think that's all I was doing at that time. If I was here for my solo album talking about this album was a mere abstraction in my brain. It wasn't anything clear at all. To me, this album did take longer than our other albums, but it's because it was 38 songs, you know. It was just part of the concept of the album to have more overdubs and to have, you know, more harmonies and things like that. But I didn't feel like it took long considering the music that we were making.
This album, and to a large degree, the last one, I mean, John Frusciante was the lifeblood running through the music. Never have you or I think your influences been so clear to hear in a Red Hot Chili Peppers album. In reality, did you feel that this session was you at the very top of your game?
No, not at all. Looking back, listening to it, I think it's the best playing that I've done, and I think the songs are the best the band's written. But while it was going on, I didn't have that clear kind of perspective. Especially during the basic tracks, my stomach was messing with me all the time, and I was really kind of miserable during the actual first couple of weeks of recording. I got through it, and then the rest of it was a lot of fun to do.
How would you compare the recording process of Blood Sugar Sex Magic to Stadium Arcadium? Same band, same producer, same house. Was it noticeable how much you guys had changed as artists, as people, over those 15 years?
I don't know. I feel like the change has more to do with the media's perception of it. You know, when people talk about, like, me and my having more to do with this album, that's just a misconception, you know. For me, like, I don't have any more to do with this album than I have with any of the other albums that I've done with the band. It's just that the public tends to give Flea and Anthony more credit than they deserve for other albums, and they give me more credit than I deserve for this album. It's like we've all been equals on all the albums that I've done with the band, you know, especially starting with Blood Sugar. And the process isn't really that different. I put more into it now than I put into it then. That's a big difference. But, like, as far as people thinking, because the guitar solos are, like, because there's a lot of guitar solos, that it's my album is just false.
Is that why you still feel it necessary to release your solo material, where it is just purely your work, your lyrics, your melody?
It's easier for me to do solo records because I don't have to consider anybody else's opinion, you know? And there is a great, you know, amount of relaxation. My friend Omar Rodriguez in the Mars Volta, he has a band where he doesn't have to listen to what anybody says. He does exactly what he wants to do, and they're basically, like, you know, they're members of his group, you know.
Yeah. And almost, and like, session musicians, maybe.
Not, you know, they put more expression into it than that, and they're responsible for a lot. But when it comes down to it, he doesn't have to consider what they think about the mix or about his overdubs or anything like that, you know. In my band, like, I've got to think of them, and I actually appreciate that. It pushes me to try to be really good and really concise and come from a really pure place, you know, because when I'm spending all that time, like, you know, doing overdubs and doing solos and doing harmonies, I have to be thinking about what the other guys are going to think of it, and am I staying true to what we originally created when we were at rehearsal, you know? And sometimes when I'm in the middle of it, I get to a point sometimes where I despise that pressure, but when I look back on it, it's like, of course, that's the only reason the album came out as perfect as it does, you know? Whereas with my albums are more of a learning experience for me because I'm just doing whatever I want, you know?
Well, listen, we've got to play something from the album, so let's take five. We'll chat more in a moment. First, though, this will be the second single from Stadium Arcadium. What do you prefer? Do you prefer sort of playing live on stage, or do you prefer sort of burying yourself away and locking yourself away in the studio? Which are you more comfortable with?
I feel very comfortable doing both. I feel like I was born to be a musician, and it's just what I'm cut out to do, you know? It's not one or the other. I used to think I liked being in the studio more, but I was dealing with a lot more sort of wild, evil, negative forces this time in the studio, and it served the music really well, but I'm happy to be, like, out in the world now.
Now, already, and I've read quite a lot of interviews with you in the last few weeks in the build-up to Stadium Arcadium, already you appear to have made sort of plans for life after the band. I get the impression that Flea and Anthony would probably go on being in the Red Hot Chili Peppers until they drop down dead. For you, I don't get the impression you've got any plans to sort of do a Keith Richards.
That's not how I foresee it, but you never know. It's possible that if there was huge breaks, you know, I don't think Flea's going to keep doing this forever. Like, I could see taking huge breaks and possibly, like, get back together to do something at a certain point. But when I'm 45, I definitely want to be living a different kind of lifestyle, you know. But I don't have any exact plans. I just don't. This is very tiring, you know. Like, you say we haven't done a record in a long time. Like, you say, like it's been a long time since your last one. We've been working our heads off since for the last 7 years. Yeah. You know, we took 1 6-month break in between the tour for By the Way and making this record, but that was the most time we've had off in the whole 7 years. And during that time, I ended up making a bunch of solo records, so it wasn't really time off for me. And I just live a very constant. It's constant work all the time, and so a guy like me who likes his meditation and likes his quiet time and stuff, and likes his practice and study and reading and educating myself, like, I just don't want. I can't keep doing this forever, you know. Like
I can understand why. It's very tiring.
It's a full-time job, you know. For me, I don't like. Wake up at 9 and get off work at 5. I live this job all day long, every day, you know. I'm always working to make my guitar playing the best it can be able to, like, to write as many songs as I can, to bring in as many ideas as I can to rehearsal, to be the best I can be on stage, to be in perfect, you know, physical condition so I can do what we do live. I don't think any of us can keep this up forever. I don't know. You must have asked Anthony and he said he would do this till he's 60. Is that what happened?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because at a certain point, it would have to have much more time off. Like, I could see still doing it when I'm older, if that was what was going on, you know? But to just keep going relentlessly at the pace that we've been going, I'll have enough of it at a certain point, for sure.
Now, since I last saw you, Anthony, good idea or not, decided to release the book Scar Tissue. Some would say, some might argue, that John Frusciante's story is even more interesting, an even better tale to tell, although I get the impression that you have really no desire to put pen to paper. Have you ever been tempted to tell your side of the story or your life?
There's been an inward life that's much more interesting than if I wrote about the outward things that happen, and if I could ever figure out a way to write the things that I've gone through inwardly, that explain how a guy who gives up, like, the art form that he's good at and is able to, you know, to go through what I went through and come back from it, that can only be explained by what happened inwardly, and I don't know how to put that on paper, but I'm working at it, and if I ever figure it out one day, I would like to tell that story, but it's a story that really doesn't have anything to do with drugs and sex and all that stuff, so I don't think it would be much interest to the public.
Listen, man, always good to see you. Thank you for your time. Before you go, I'm going to play one more track from the album. This, I believe, is going to be the fourth single from Stadium Arcadium. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it's Snow. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.